on the Sophie.
Did you ever hear chamber for bedroom?
No.
Did you ever use it that way yourself?
Mm-hmm. We was kids, yeah.
And, well, these things are called
blinds.
You hang your clothes in a
closet.
I wonder if you'd say a book where it, would you ever say clothes closet?
Clothes closet. Yeah.
And a movable kind that you.
It's a wardrobe.
And the part of the house that's right. Above the top floor, or the very top floor of the house.
Attic.
And right over the attic is the
gable. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of the covering.
Or the roof.
And, some houses, there's a little room off, a very small room off the kitchen where you
pantry. That's a thing of the past, though.
Yeah.
They call that buttery in.
Use that word, buttery?
No, pantry is what it's always meant. But I think you'd get into a German neighborhood, or a real Dutch neighborhood, you'd call it a buttery.
Mm-hmm. And, this thing, this furniture in your room that you have drawers in and you keep closing, you call that a
wardrobe.
Well, I mean, not a
dresser.
You ever use bureau?
Bureau, yeah.
Now in the morning, your wife will go around and do some dusting and pick up things and so on. What would you say she does?
Tidies up the house.
And, you have a broom.
Broom closet?
Well, if you have a broom behind the door, you say the broom's behind the door, or the broom is in the back of the door, or?
Usually say it's out in the back porch around here.
Well, I'm thinking of, you want to express the idea that it's
behind the door.
Yeah. Do you ever say it's in back of, or the back of?
I think I'd say behind the door.
What do you call the dirty clothes that get washed every week?
Soiled clothes. Dirty clothes.
Yeah, you ever call it the washing and ironing?
No.
You ever call it the laundry?
No.
Call it the laundry, the washing?
The washing. Do the washing.
And, the covered area outside the, outside a door.
Be on awning or lean to or whatever you'd.
Well, I'm thinking of this area.
A step with an awning over it.
This area that has a floor and a roof, but it's outside the house.
Oh, a porch?
Uh-huh. At the back door, would you call it anything different?
Well, it's been called a stoop. I'd call it a back porch.
Mm-hmm. Never use the word veranda. Would you?
The veranda is, my definition of a veranda is something off of the door in the second floor.
I see. Ever use the word breezeway?
Breezeway, yeah, that would be a building between two buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It used to be applied to a porch.
Yeah, that'd be a porch between two buildings, it could be.
Well, if I came in and left the door open, you might tell me to
be in the barn.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just you
shut the door.
Uh-huh.